Log Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry,
ooh,
come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. The Rand McCoy. Come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. The Rand McCoy.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose: to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Rand McCoy.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated today, and thank you for joining us on Woman to Act Now Radio, and also if you're watching us live on Ustream, that's a wonderful thing, too. So, again, welcome to our program today. This month, we're talking about healthy power. Healthy power all year long. We've been powering you up to excel and to power your life in various different areas, from your finances to your health to your spiritual to your purpose. And this month we're talking about powering it up. If you joined us on 15 Minutes to Destiny on this past Monday, you would have heard how to power up as it relates to getting yourself moving. And so today we got a special guest. Actually, she is a dual guest in the sense that she has been able to do something pretty incredible that we think around at Woman Act Now, and that is, number one, being the Do It Girl of the Month, and that's being the top contributor to the Woman Act Now community in communicating, in providing advice, and empowering others. So we're excited to have our Do It Girl of the Month, Ms. Viola Davis, to join us today on our Blog Talk Radio program, Woman Act Now. And she is going to be joining us. In addition to being the Do It Girl of the Month, she is also our WAN health expert. So I'm really excited to be hearing from her today and to have her participate on this program as we learn more about our healthy power. But before I invite her to the program today, I just want to go over just a little bit about some of the things that we've been talking about. If you missed last week's program on Woman Act Now Radio, I want to encourage you to go back because we talked about health and healing, the word healing and being able to be a healthy, triangular being in the sense of your physical, spiritual, and your mental health. And that the key of our health really had more to do with our relationship and fellowship with God, our relationship with other people, and really that relational part of who we are. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that show because I think that you're going to be immensely blessed in understanding why health is so important. And it's really being free of disease, but it's more than that. It's really being able to live a healthy lifestyle that is connected and in relationship with others. So in addition to that, on Monday, we talked a little bit about healthy power, getting you moving, and I basically shared three things with you, and those three things was really answering the why. Why do I need to get moving? Why do I need to exercise? And I think what's really unique and important about that is the fact that when you can answer the why, am I doing this for myself? Am I doing it for my children? Am I doing it so that I can be free of disease and sickness in my body? When you answer the why, you're answering a part of that battle. And maybe as Viola comes to the table today, she'll have a lot of good tips for us to share with you on how to answer that why. In addition to that, we talked about really living richly in body, mind, and spirit, And one of the ways to do that is, in order to get moving, you got to answer the why. And then the second thing that you have to do is you must scrap the excuses. I've been excusing myself from that walk all week long. So you know we're taking the 15-minute, 30-mile challenge or 15 minutes a day if you can walk. We have several ladies who are joining us on that journey, so I want to continue to encourage you to be a part of that as well. Then the third one is setting your goals, knowing why are you doing this, but then determining what you're going to do. And one of our challenges, again, is the 15-minute, 30-mile challenge. So just wanted to go back over that, and now I want to introduce you to Viola Davis, who is our Do It Girl of the Month, as well as our WAN health expert. So we're excited to have her join us. And Viola, I want to welcome you to the show. Are you there? Hello, Viola, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Unfortunately, I don't have a very good connection for you.
Okay,
is there a way? Perhaps maybe you can give us a call back. Are you on a landline or a cell? All right, Ms. Viola is going to call us back in so that we can get a much better soundtrack on her so that you'll be able to hear her. So, again, we're talking about healthy power today on Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy. And our guest will be calling right in, and as she does, I'm going to invite her to the show again. All right. All right, Ms. Viola, are you there?
Yes, can you all hear me now?
Oh, yes, we can hear you now. Yes,
okay.
We can. So
right.
I want to welcome you to the show, Viola.
Okay, thank you, Coach Anna.
Well, you are loved and appreciated. And first off, let's talk a little bit about who you are, introduce you to our community as our Woman Act Now Do It Girl of the Month, and then we're going to tap into your expertise as we talk a little bit more about healthy power this month. So the first things first, who's Viola Davis?
Viola Davis is a woman on a mission right now for God and
yes,
just for my fellow man to help health and wellness. And just I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a wife, I'm a nurse, I'm a WAN advisory member, just a woman on a mission. That's who I am.
Well, you know what? That's easy enough, Ms. Viola. We want you to be a woman of purpose and destiny, and we see that you are doing that. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Woman Act Now.
Well, actually, it's been a year and a half ago, just was going through a point in my life where I was had lost my dream and my direction. Actually had some life situations with my mother, grandmother had recently passed. And needless to say, I was in a place that I can't even describe now. But I went to a workshop with Dr. Mike Murdoch, and he stated that you need a mentor if you wanted to go to the next level that God has for you. And I started praying and seeking to find someone that I could identify with. And I was looking for an African-American female Christian mentor, with someone with integrity to assist me not only in dreaming again but in actually executing on my dreams. So after the seminar, I did a Google search on the Internet, and I was directed to one of Coach Anna's messages on Screaming Faith, and it was called Influencing Women. And I listened to it several times, probably 10 or 15 times, and I was like, I have to get with this woman. And I actually was led to your website, and I went to the website, and I signed up for the 30-day trial. And from there, it's history. I signed up and connected with you and your spirit, and it's history from there.
Wow. That is pretty amazing.
Wow.
For those who are listening to us, Viola is also one of our WAN advisory members who, as a result of really her activity and interaction within the Woman Act Now organization and participating and joining us even for Vertical Leap in Los Angeles or She has certainly shown her interest, not only in, for herself, but in the interest of other women. So we've got a lot to talk about today, Viola, as we continue to share a little bit more about what you're doing. So when you think about Woman Act Now, what are some of the principles that have really stood out for you?
Back to reflect on integrity, being a woman of integrity, being a woman of her word and true to your own word, true to yourself, just the character, just the ethical things that we as Christians, first of all, should have in our everyday life. And I just, like I said, the women and the principles of the WAN organization, integrity, I would have to say, and being a woman of your word would be the ones that really, really captured me.
Yes, and you know, what's amazing about that, Viola, is that you are definitely have been, even from the start of this journey, you have been a woman in pursuit of really being a woman of your word, from your finances to relationships to just even being within this organization and having a part in that and being active. So I think it's a real treasure, I think, to have an opportunity to meet a person like you in a situation where I am always so amazed by the opportunity to meet people like that our paths would actually cross. We not know each other, but then there's this synergy, this energy of wanting to do well, wanting to impact other people, wanting to impact women. And that's one of the things that really impressed upon me very early on in our relationship with you, is your desire to help the women that you were really in relationship with or had influence with. And I remember one of our very early meetings of having that opportunity to meet with some of your team members when you came here to Dallas. So tell me, what was that like? Because I think you maybe had been with Woman Act Now for a very short period of time. How did that impact you as well as your team?
Oh, my God. It was actually less than 3 weeks. And I tell you, the impact was life-changing because it opened up my eyes. You were just transparent. You were loving. You were inviting. And you didn't have to do that. And it meant so much to me, and it spoke volumes to who you are. It's a difference to say who I am and what I do, but to actually live it, flesh it out,
yes,
it spoke volumes. And I'm sure that is one of the reasons I'm here today and that I am so committed to be a part of your vision as well as my own vision, to support
wow.
your vision. That sealed the deal. That sealed the deal. But you know what? It was God all along. It was God.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's so amazing, I'm thinking about what I have on today. The shirt that I have on today was the shirt I wore when you came to my house that a couple of years ago. Obviously, I'm not much of a shopper, people. You know, one of my girls was going through all the videos. She said, there she is in that orange shirt again.
I like that orange.
That is indeed one of my favorite shirts. So if you see it over and over again, that's why it's called favorite, people. That is why it's called favorite. So I just want you to know how blessed I am, certainly by your comments, Viola. And, you know, when I think about that opportunity to open my home and to present an opportunity to connect with you, I was so very serious, you know, in this journey of Woman Act Now and making that connection with women around the country who join this organization. Wherever I go, I'm looking for you. I would never come to St. Louis without, you know, making my way, doing whatever I needed to do to see someone and see yourself or friends or family, whoever it is that's in your city, to see you if it was my first time meeting you. You know, and this summer, well, was it this summer? No, it was this January. I actually had the opportunity to meet another one of our members, Stephanie Spence. I was driving from you know, on my little road trip from
right.
Texas to Los Angeles, and so the first thing I do is I look on the map to see which one of these women, or if any, are on this route to Los Angeles. And so happened Stephanie Spence happened to be living off an exit, off of Interstate 10 that was maybe 15 minutes from the freeway. And I called her up. I said, I'm coming to your house. So when I think about the opportunity to engage with any of the women of Woman Act Now, it certainly is my pleasure, and I'm very serious about it. So I want to just ask you this final question as it relates to Woman Act Now and your part. What would you tell a woman, what would you share with other women as it relates to the benefits of being a part of Woman Act Now and how it's impacted your life and your vision?
Wow.
Was that a heavy question?
It really is, because it has impacted my life in so many areas. First of all, my family is connected. My husband is connected. My church members are connected. My coworkers are connected, because it's like when you get something good, a candy bar, or you taste something that's good, and you want to share it with everyone. And Woman Act Now is a group of women with all kind of expertise in life and knowledge and wisdom that God has given, and they're so willing to share it. And the thing about Woman Act Now, you're connected with like-minded women. And the thing about it is, you can be you. And I love that part about it, because I stood out, you know, I guess sometimes, because I really never wanted to be like anybody. I want to be like me, because I really like me.
Yeah.
And I think I created each of us uniquely. And sometimes when you get into groups or organizations and things like that, everybody wants you to be like them. Well, I don't want to be like anybody. I want to be me, because I feel God created me uniquely, and I have something to offer, just like everyone else has something to offer.
Yes.
And I would tell people that if you want to come to a place that's a safe place where you can be you and you are still loved and appreciated, and people will give you an opportunity to use the gifts that God has given you, then Woman Act Now is the place to grow. You can come in shy. You may not be a talker, but you still have something to share. And it's about you growing and you dreaming and man, the midwives that help you to birth those dreams. Oh my God. So
well,
many
I think that's very, very powerful from the perspective of that midwife, because, you know, I know you've heard that our Woman Act Now member, Miss Catherine Karen Ginthe,
she had her
baby this past week, and little Jaden Franklin is just awesome, and I happen to be, isn't this amazing? You know, I'm helping her birth her dreams, and now I was able to help her give birth to Jaden. I couldn't believe it, people. So I was actually in the delivery room.
Right.
How powerful is that?
That was the manifestation in the physical of what you're doing in the spiritual, Coach Anna.
Yes, indeed. And I'm telling you, it was just unbelievable, for me to be there. And that's what I mean by my earlier comment in this show of sharing with you that it's so awesome to be able to meet people that you don't know, just like you and I, we didn't know each other. But now, over these last couple of years, we've created a history. And
yes.
No telling what our future will bring. And now I'm coming to your city through you to be a blessing to the people in your community and your church and the women. And, you know, you've always been saying this, oh, I've got to bring you to St. Louis. I've got to bring you, you know, but here it is again. A couple of years later, we're going to create a significant memory together. And when I think about Catherine, she flew to Washington, D.C. I was speaking for God's Leading Ladies as their financial person. And she said, I just have to get there. And it was a week before the event, and she just felt so impressed to get there. She gets there late in the evening. She comes early in the morning. I'm one of the first ones up to speak, and she sees me. She does not meet me. She just kind of sees me. And the Lord says, you need to know that woman. So there,
wow.
After that, the chase began, and every opportunity she had to see me, she did, and then we had a chance meeting, because 2 years later, in 2006, she came to a BEST conference, and at that BEST conference, I wasn't even speaking. My husband was speaking, and I came out to the back of the room to help with his products or something, and there was Catherine, and she caught a glimpse of me. She says, "That's her." So
oh,
she
wow.
comes over and she says, "Hello, how you doing? Da da da. I want to talk to you." And I was in the midst of chaos, and I said to Catherine, "If you will just wait, if you will wait, I don't want to try to talk to you now because I want to hear you. If you will wait, I will give you whatever time you desire, and let me take
wow.
care of these people." And she waited patiently, and then we began to talk, and I was totally attentive to her, and it really just blessed her that I was that attentive. And, you know, I talk about attention, so now here it is. What is this? This is 2006. 5 years later, I'm
wow.
in the delivery room. Me and Shauna are there with her and her husband. And you got to understand that Catherine is from Kenya, and all of her family was there. No one was here. And she said to me, "I thought we would be alone." And I said, "No way, Jose, not on my watch. I'm coming." Do you hear what I'm saying, people? So it's just really exciting, all of these relationships and how we're becoming entangled in each other's lives. And you know, you're entangled in my life now, and it's not just whether you stop being a member of Woman Act now, we're still entangled, and that's the least of my concerns for any woman that is a part of this organization, is that you are a paying member. Trust me on that. That's my least concern. My greatest concern is when we get entangled with each other, the love that we have for each other and that support and encouragement will continue no matter what. I got an email from a young lady a couple of days ago, and she says, "Thanks for never giving up on me or forgetting me." I said, "Never can, never will. I'll only contend for your highest good." And so I really hope that that's been your experience, and I know it has been, Viola. So
yes.
Now, the second half of our show, we're going to talk a little bit about your area of expertise. So I hope you got a lot of material, Ms. Viola, because you're going to be on, honey. And it's going to be on your watch now. So are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, people. So now let me reintroduce to you our Woman Act Now health expert, Ms. Viola Davis. So welcome to the show, Ms. Viola. Boy, I tell you, you're wearing a lot of hats today, girl.
I'm telling you, but it's all good. I'm prepared.
Well, what we want to do, and I want to really give you an opportunity to share what's on your heart, what's on your mind, and you can pause every now and then, but we want to hear from you as you share with us some areas that will help us in our health. So what are we going to talk about today from the area of your expertise?
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit. I've been praying about this. I had in mind what I wanted to do, and with the benefits of walking, exercising, actually basically getting moving like you're speaking of on last week, and then basically how do we reduce the risk factors so that we can reduce our chances of developing any chronic diseases. So basically just kind of help you to stay healthy for a lifetime, not just for a year or a month, but this is a lifetime, some changes in our lifestyle. So.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a little bit. Let's talk about some of the risk factors that women, you know, I know we have some male listeners, but women in general and African-American women or women of color may face that we may not be as aware of that that might impact our health.
Okay. Well, maybe some of our listeners may have a pen or paper out, so why don't I just give some risk factors. And then what we can do is just, I'm going to focus basically on exercise today because
yes.
there are risk factors that we can control, and then there are risk factors that we can't control, that we have no control over. But
okay.
the one thing about risk factors, they increase our chances for heart disease and diabetes, basically, and any chronic diseases like asthma, diabetes, heart disease, things of that nature. So in order to reduce our risk factors, we reduce our chances for having that particular disease or dis-ease, okay?
Yes.
So some of the risk factors that we actually have control over, well, let's speak about the ones we don't have control over. We don't have control over the risk factor of our age. Can't change that.
Okay.
We our sex, male or female, we can't change that risk factor. We cannot change our risk factor of the family that we were born into because there are some diseasements or diseases that follow families. Okay? We can't change that. Okay? Some of the things that we can change,
yes.
And these would be the ones that if we can reduce these risk factors, then again, we improve our health and reduce our chances for developing chronic health conditions in the future. Tobacco, so that would be smoking.
No.
It's a risk factor. Yes, it is. that was easy, right?
Where's
the little thing? Okay. Alcohol, that would be a risk factor that we can reduce. Nutrition, we can make changes in our dietary intake, our dietary modifications, changing our lifestyle, the way we eat, that can reduce health risk factors.
Okay.
Exercise, that's something that we have control over. We can reduce risk factors by exercise, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about a little bit today.
Okay.
Stress management. Stress is a risk factor. Weight management. Weight could be a risk factor. And then high blood pressure. Now, this is reducing high blood pressure basically depending on the cause. But, again, these would be the kind that the risk factors that can be controlled. Because risk factors, obesity, poor nutrition, lack of physical activity, salt intake, which could raise up your blood pressure, so that is something that we can reduce that risk factor by limiting our salt intake, then alcohol intake and stress. Those are factors that we can reduce and have some control over.
Okay? So these are the risk factors.
Yes. These are risk factors that we can control. High blood pressure, I'm going to repeat it. These are controllable risk factors. High blood pressure, cigarette smoking, high cholesterol, LDL, HDL, we'll go into that, and triglycerides, diabetes, obesity, and physical inactivity are all risk factors that we can control,
mm-hmm.
and that will reduce your chances for heart disease. What you cannot control, again, is your age, family history, and your, of course, our sex, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can't change that.
Okay, so give me 1 second here, Viola.
Sure.
I think I just, when you went back through that the second time, I just heard something. I want to make sure that I tweak the peak the ears of those who are listening to us, is that you said something very critical, is that you divided these risk factors into two areas. One is what we can control and what we can't control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and to hear that, oftentimes, what we hear the end of the moment. I have diabetes, I have high blood pressure, you know, I have these types of hypertension or whatever. I have these types of issues, but they're the end of a moment of something we could have controlled, is what you're sharing with us.
That is correct.
All right, so go ahead and talk to us a little bit about how we can control. What tips do you have for us for the areas that we can control and be an active participant in our healthy lifestyle?
Okay. There are some risk factors for heart disease and diabetes. So let's start there, because as far as heart disease and diabetes in African-American women and just women, period, that is really high a percentage of women. So even if we started there with the risk factors, common risk factors for heart disease and diabetes, see, it doesn't mean that the person has either one. Some health providers say when a person has three or more risk factors, they need to be treated more aggressively due to an increased risk. So some of the terms that you may hear a doctor say, pre-diabetes, okay, well, that's not a disease in itself. But it's a risk factor, and that risk factor is increasing your chances of developing the actual disease. And some of the risk factors for that would be hypertension. So your blood pressure is elevated, let's say 130 over 85. The top number is always your heart at work. The bottom number is your heart at rest. So if your blood pressure is in the 130s, top number, systolic, the bottom number is 85 or above, that is
yes.
a risk factor that can increase your chances for chronic conditions down the road. And dyslipidemia, which means that you have a high LDL. That's a, if you think of the LDL when you're getting your cholesterol level checked,
yes.
think of L as your lousy cholesterol, okay?
Wait a minute. Think of it as our lousy?
Yeah, the L, just think of that as being your lousy. That's the bad cholesterol.
Okay.
You got a good cholesterol, you have bad.
All right, and so to help us remember that, we think about that as being a lousy LDL, your lousy, lazy cholesterol.
Bad.
Yes, I got you.
Yes, and just that usually needs to be below 130.
Okay.
Less, okay. I mean, because if it's over 130, then that's an issue. High triglycerides. Over, that's fatty substance that's floating around in your blood. Over 150 is not a good thing. That's a risk factor.
Okay.
And then a low HDL. Think of the H as healthy. That's your good cholesterol right here.
Okay.
HDL is your good cholesterol. And it should be, well, the problem is if it's low, under 40 for a male, that's not good. Or less than 50 for a female, that's not good. The higher your healthy cholesterol is, it helps to offset the bad cholesterol. So a person could have a high, lousy cholesterol, LDL.
Yes.
If their HDL is high as well, that's a protective factor for your heart. So there are some things you can do to increase your HDL.
Okay. And what could we do?
It's dietary. It's going to be definitely dietary, eating your low polyunsaturated fats, vegetables, that's where your omega-3 comes in, your omega fish oil, things of that nature will increase your HDL. And that could help to protect your heart from damage, from your cholesterol being bad.
Okay.
All right. These are risk factors. Now, when we get to the abdominal fat, that's called your waist circumference, this is very critical.
Can you give us some layman's terms, please?
Fat around your abdomen.
What'd you say, the abdominal fat? You know, that's that pack, that K-pinch area in the front?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
That's a risk for heart disease. If you have the fat anywhere else on your body, your hip, your thighs, that does not increase your risk for heart disease. But when it's in the abdomen...
Yes.
Then that is a risk factor for heart disease and diabetes, actually. For a female, anything over 35, you're at risk.
You saying in my waist?
In your waist, yes. When you measure your waist, 35 inches or above would be a risk factor for heart disease or diabetes. And for a male, it's over 40. Remember, three of these things, that's when the doctor is going to start probably trying to put you on some medication or doing something of that nature.
Wow.
And then then what we call insulin-resistant diabetes or elevated blood sugar over 100. And that means fasting means you haven't eaten anything for at least 12 hours.
Yes.
First blood sugar in the morning over 100. That would be increasing your risk as well. So three of those things together would be increasing your risk for heart disease and diabetes. And that's why it's important, ladies, when you do your weight, you really want to get your BMI as well, because and measure your waist, because that's going to be an important key. If you can get your waist size down, you're going to reduce your chances for developing chronic health conditions such as diabetes and heart disease, because that's the fatty tissue that actually will prevent your body from utilizing the sugar. The sugar is supposed to go into your cell, but what happens is if you have a lot of abdominal fat, or tissue there, it actually blocks up the cells, and now the insulin has no way of allowing the blood sugar, to get into the cells, and so now you got the blood sugar high because the insulin could not do its job to reduce the blood sugar, and that's why you have prediabetes. And unfortunately, sugar increases your triglycerides, so you're just kind of fighting a battle, going around in circles there. I have limited time on this call, so I can't go into all the details, but you get my drift.
Right.
Those are all risk factors that we can control.
Sure.
Okay, so let's talk. Okay, are you finished? You got anything else to ask me about that?
No, you go right ahead, and I'm going to make sure that our listeners know that if they do have a question, they can raise their hand. You've got a whole slew of folks listening to you today. I mean, your whole queue is filled here. So I'm going to open up the call if anyone would like to ask a question of our WAN Health expert today, because she is giving us some very valuable information. Let me just do a little short review here before we go into the next segment that you'll begin to share. So one of the things that I think I walk away with are a couple things. Number one, risk factors that I can control, and what I heard you say was all of the things that are so normal to us. You know, I got diabetes, I got hypertension, stress, I'm overweight, you know, all of these kinds of things that are really a part of our daily conversation now. You know, people say, oh, my diabetes, my, you know, high blood pressure, all of these things. And what I've learned from you today, Viola, is that these things are controllable.
Yes,
they
ma'am.
They are controllable from the standpoint of some of the things that I can do personally. The next thing, the other two things that I learned that I never understood, but they're always, when you go to the doctor's office, you always kind of hear it, and that's the LDL, the cholesterol, LDL, and also, is it HDL?
Yes.
Okay, those two, by the way you explained it to us today, I've learned that which one I need to pay attention to. Not that I know those numbers, but I do know the LDL, if that number is not in the range of acceptable range for me, then that's a real problem because that's my lousy LDL. And then I've learned about my healthy DL, or as it relates to my cholesterol. So now even when I get those blood tests, I'm having a conversation with my doctor, and they say they use these terms, and I don't know what they're talking about. I'm just hoping I'm in the right place. But I think that from just this first segment that you have certainly helped me to understand a little bit better about what, you know, what these terms mean. So I want to make sure that those who are listening, if you have any questions, please hit number one, and we'll invite you to the call. So let's go ahead and go to our next segment.
Okay. Let's talk about how we can reduce some of the risk factors. Let's just go with exercise. So inactivity, since we're on the 15-minute exercise kick.
Yes.
Regular exercises burn calories, it strengthens the heart, lowers stress levels, improves the body's immune system, maintains muscle mass, improves your emotional well-being, decreases the risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and some types of cancer. The goal is 150 minutes a week or more of moderate to vigorous activity. That's 30 minutes, 5 days per week. There is a benefit to activity, even if it's broken up throughout the day in 3 10-minute blocks. So that is exciting news in itself. And a program, you want to include some strength training, aerobic activity, and stretching as well. And just make sure you check with your physician before beginning any exercise program. So that is how you could reduce your risk just by exercising.
Well, I think that again, that's another opportunity when we think about this, our purpose for getting to move, again, that goes right back into what we talked about on those 15 minutes to Destiny call about answering the why. You know, one of the things I think I hear in your voice, Viola, is that you really do care about people. Every time I hear you say, reduce the risk of heart disease. I hear something very, very deep within you. And that sounds like that's really, really important to you.
It's very important to me because 6 years ago I was on my deathbed, actually, seriously. And when the Lord revealed to me what all was going on, it was amazing. They diagnosed me with low thyroid, asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. And here I was, a healthy person, thought I was going on doing my million and one things, at the top of my career, Mary Kay, driving my pink Cadillac. I was just on the top of it. But my health, the enemy had came through the back door. Like John 10:10 say, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Here I was enjoying life, working in my dream, and he was stealing my health on the back end. And the Lord at that time opened my eyes up to what I needed to do. And I did what he would have me to do, gave me a program, weight management, weight loss program, which unfortunately I didn't do much with it, but I used it for myself to see that it really worked. And I'm not on any medication for none of those things. I am healthy. I am excited. And I just want to transfer that over to other people because you don't have to have what the enemy has allowed us to accept.
Wow.
So I guess the passion is there.
I can certainly hear that every time that was mentioned. So that passion for not only women, and you work in the health industry, and what's amazing about that is that I'm sure you've seen many mothers come in, and you know heart disease in women are heart attacks. Heart disease is kind of like a new term over these maybe the last 5 or 10 years that we've heard more about. As it relates to awareness, not just breast cancer, but bringing an awareness of heart disease in women or heart attacks. That's a more common language that we've experienced. And would you say, through your experience, what's the experience like for you when you see women who come in, they have small children, they have young children, and they're probably in their 40s or 50s, because this is where this real concern is that you look healthy, but something's going on in the inside with those areas. So what's been your experience?
My experience, I deal with this every day because unfortunately, my occupation that I'm in, I'm a registered nurse, and I do health risk assessments for women across the country. So I talk to hundreds and thousands of women in a month's time, and just the lack of education and accepting that you have diabetes, you have heart disease, you have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and accepting it, and I just take the medication, and that's it. It's not it, because if you can reduce the risk factors, you can improve your life and improve your overall health and your not only your physical well-being but your emotional well-being. When you're at your best, you can give the best to your family, to your children. And I look at the generations coming down, because if mama had these issues and she accepted and there's nothing else I can do about it, then more likely the kids are going to have the same kind of issues because they're eating the same food. They have the same lack of inactivity. So I just see families, Coach Anna, generations of generations going through the same thing. The same thing, you know, just even with the exercise, kids sitting at home on the computers, you know, teenage girls accepting just being unhealthy at that young age. Can you imagine 20, 30 years from now?
Yes. You really hit on something very important that I certainly have thought about, you know, and we've mentioned, I think, on Monday is that, you know, what you eat today, you may not see that for a couple of weeks. You know, if you have never seen the movie Fast Food Nation, I want to encourage you to take a look at it, because if you see nothing else other than the fact that you see how this guy over – did you see that by any chance?
No, I didn't, but I heard you speak about it, and I have a picture in my mind, just what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, what happened, you got this guy, he was very small, I mean, not small, but average size, and he decided he would eat fast food for the next 30 days, and then He got a doctor, a nurse, and, you know, a medical team involved with him to see how it was impacting his body.
Mm.
And some of the very things that you mentioned to us today about our triglycerides, our LDL, our HDL, and that was documented evidence of this young man who was eating, and he decided he would only eat at McDonald's for the next 30 days. And now when you saw his physical body, and he supersized everything, by the way, and I think a great health tip for ladies, if you have to eat in fast food, most times we're just kind of a little hungry. And, you know, when we think of people in other countries, and I've said this before, is most people eat to satisfy hunger. They want to get rid of that hunger feel, that hunger experience. They do not eat to get full. There's a very big difference. Wouldn't you agree, Viola?
I agree 100% because actually our food is supposed to be fuel to our bodies like we put gas in our cars. It's only supposed to keep us moving and going into expended energy and calories. But, yeah, we overdo it. When I go to McDonald's, it's not what you eat. It's how much of it you eat.
Yes.
I order off the dollar menu.
Girl, now, you know I was going to say either the dollar menu or the kids' meal.
Yeah, that's what I do, and I get full. It's in your head for real, ladies.
Yes.
It's in your head. I'm telling you.
So we encourage you to start today if you want to. And we're not saying don't eat it. We're saying you can reduce the amount you eat. Don't be embarrassed, girl. In fact, God, dog, Shauna threw away my toy. She's so busy trying to clean out my car because I went to Sonic and got me a grilled cheese sandwich. But she threw away my toy that was in my bag. You know, now that I remember it. You know what I'm saying? Because I go, I don't care. They was like, I like a kid's meal, please. What would you like, ma'am? Thank you very much, and please send me my toy. So we want to encourage you to make sure that if you want to start to reduce this, start taking advantage of those dollar menus or kid's meal and really – remember, we were just supposed to be mindfully eating, and if you slow down, and I caught myself the other day, I was eating those fries out of that kid's meal, and I was, and I said, ooh, I'm supposed to be mindfully eating, and that's that 10 minutes. So, Viola, you actually do have, we have someone in our queue who wants to speak with you, probably has a question for you, so we're going to invite 649-8709 to our call today, 214. Are you there?
Yes, it's Roz and Miss Viola. I just want to say congratulations because it was a blessing for me to be at Vertical Leap with you, and you know I had shared with you about the Rhema word of car, and when I wake up and my check engine light is not on, it's a result of what I've eaten the night before. When the check engine light is on in the morning, and we were having an automobile talk at Vertical Leap, so I just thank you. I did see Fast Food Nation almost a year ago, and it was amazing, the clips that he did, because he had a camera crew, and he literally, Coach Anna, I think it was what, 25, 30 pounds in 30 days, but it's really amazing that since he was gaining weight, and what you're teaching, it's amazing because I've been on my crusade and dropping weight. And when you really eat right, even if you're not seeing a doctor and focusing, it is amazing what God's body can do. And that's where Ms. Viola, while we were sharing, is understanding Matthew 6:33. You are God's priority system. It's amazing how the body kicks back into a healthy system. And when you do put things into you, it's like muscle testing. Like it's like saying, okay, you told me you were eating right, but what are you doing now? You're really tripping out. So it's really amazing. But Ms. Viola, I just thank you. You have been a blessing to me, for me to push forward and march on. And ever since Coach Anna even gave the teaching of her mentor, Pastor Hollinsworth, your 50 trillion cells are in one place when it's all good. I mean, they're all in one accord when you focus on that. So I just want to say thank you for the information. And I like the lousy and the healthy. And the BMI for me is be mindful intentionally. That's what my BMI is.
Okay.
Be mindful intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's good. You can have that, Viola.
I like that.
Well, thank you so much, Roz. Thank you for joining us. And we want to thank Viola for really empowering us today with this information. So, Viola, we still have about 9 minutes for another round with you.
Okay.
And so what are we going to talk about now?
Okay. I have one comment to mention on the portion sizes. If you think about it like this, you can always get more. And that's where people make their mistake. You try to get the Big Mac, I don't want to put McDonald's out there, but any place, you get the value meal with all those 2,000-3,000 calories. Why don't you start off with maybe 100 or 200 calories, and if you're still hungry, add another to 100. But what you do when you get value meals, you're actually getting about, the average person needs no more than 1,500 to 2,000 calories in a single day. One of those value meals are like 2,000-4,000 calories. That's just to give you an idea of what you're dealing with. So if you start off small and you're still hungry, you can always eat something else.
Yes, you're absolutely right. There is a program, before you go into the next segment, if you carry an iPhone or smartphone, it's called Go Meals, okay? And it has this information in it on just about any fast food place you want to go. Somebody give me one. Give me Popeyes. How many of y'all like Popeyes? Okay, come on now. All right, let's say Popeyes, you know, they got several different meal plans. How about that Popeyes chicken jambalaya? One serving, and you probably didn't know this, is only 220 calories. It's good to know, people. You'd be like,
that's reasonable.
What? Is that all? Girl, I can go back and get me another one. So 220 calories for that one. What about chicken? How many of you guys like Popeye's chicken breast? 350 calories for one. So now think about you're ordering a three-piece meal. I didn't mean to mess you up, but get the one, 350. You know what I'm saying? So, but the name of this particular app is called Go Meals, and it has just about any one of these, any restaurant. You would be surprised. Places like P.F. Chang's, we think higher-end restaurants are going to give us higher-quality food, but some of their meals are 1,400 calories in that one meal that you eat. So it's important that you understand it. So I guess nobody's eating lunch. I mean, maybe you've already ate lunch. What did you eat for lunch today, Viola?
All I had was soup. I usually do soup. I eat. That's the next thing. You want to eat at least six small meals throughout the day. It increases your metabolism, and that actually helps you to lose weight. So if you're trying to hang out for one big old meal, you are decreasing your metabolism, and now everything you eat, you stick into your body.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, that's
so
funny. That's funny. If you are waiting for that one, well, we just going to go to dinner. Okay, people, go to dinner. Mm-hmm. And also, I think that this is helpful. This an application like a Go Meals is helpful for a person who, even if you're trying to watch your weight, not that you count calories, do you recommend that people count calories?
At least initially, only for like maybe the first three days or to a week, so that you can kind of see what you are doing, so that you can have it in front of you to see what kind of damage basically you're doing, or the room that you may have to improve up on. Because if you don't know where you're at, you don't have that sense that I need to make any changes. So you do need to know, what are you doing? Are you eating 4,000 in a day? Because
well,
if you are, you can wait.
I think I heard somewhere that 3,500 calories equals a pound.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
3,500 calories, people. So that means, now, Viola, can you explain to us how that works? You know, when we talk about burning calories versus, like, when we're trying to lose weight, we're trying to exercise, you know, if you walk a mile, maybe you burn, you know, 180 calories or something. I don't know that to be true. I'm just saying, okay? So for if we gain a pound for every 3,500 calories, but that's not including the number of calories that we actually need to live. And most of us just sleeping probably need about 1,800 calories, huh, if we just laid there.
Usually it's somewhere between 1,500 to 2,000.
So 1,500 to 2,000 just living, right?
Yes.
So that means
yes.
that if I were to gain a pound a day, I would probably have to eat at least 4,500 calories, right?
No, actually, well, it depends on your activity level. See, that's because, say, for instance, at 3,500, now you're going to subtract what you expended in exercise and things like that.
Yeah,
you
exercise,
might,
walking, any kind of movement,
yeah.
I'm burning a calorie, right?
Breathing, sleeping, all of that burns calories.
So what's important about this, and I think for those who are listening to us today, is what's important about it is understanding, because some of us have no idea. I can look around the room. Y'all want to see? Y'all want to see what my calories look like? Okay, here goes some chips, you know, and hands reach, arms reach, Viola. 140 calories for one serving, and there are 8 servings in this. Now, one serving is supposed to be 15 chips. Well, I've been eating on this about a week, okay? Wait a minute, people. Bam. Got to have them treats. Here goes some more treats. These some rice cakes. Rice cakes, Viola, 50 calories. There's a few of them in here, 14 in them. I only ate 2 of them today. So I'm sure I did eat an orange today. You know, not many calories, but you know what I'm saying. There's some other stuff in there. But I'm sure you can look around your room and determine what you have, you know, what you can get your hands on and how we burn those calories. Well, we're about 3 minutes to the end of our show, Viola. You want to give us a wrap-up?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My wrap-up is going to be moving into your healthy place. Give you 7
okay.
quick tips.
Moving 7 into steps. Your healthy place, okay.
Right. The first one, you need to find your motivation. And, Coach, I think you hit on that earlier. What motivates you?
Okay. Anything else? Okay, we may have, are you there, Viola? We may have lost Viola, but she was closing us with moving into a healthy place. And the first one is what motivates you or
right.
find your motivation. It's also in line with what's the why? Why are you doing this? Is it for your children? Is it for you? Is it the fact that you want to look beautiful? You want to make something happen? What is your why? You have to answer that question. The next thing that we talked about earlier this week, and even as a result of this, is eliminating any excuses. And Viola had the opportunity to share with us today how important it is that you manage the risk factors. Risk factors are not diseases. You know, sometimes you go into the doctor and they say, hey, you know, your blood pressure's a little high, you're pre-diabetic, you're pre-hypertension. Those are risk factors. That means if you keep doing it that way, if you keep the way you've been eating, if smoking or drinking, whatever you're doing, whatever you are doing, I figured out one thing. Whatever goes in here, affects everything, people, everything, head to toe, head to toe. You see what I'm saying? And so when you think about this process of being healthy and moving into that healthy place, you got to consider, what are you putting in here? What are you putting in here? Because head to toe is going to have an effect on your body. You have to start to do something different. And then finally, we want to encourage you to get rid of those excuses, but then to set some goals. Determine what's keeping you from doing, what's keeping you from taking that 15-minute, 30-mile challenge this month. How are you doing, by the way? We want you to consider, why won't you get up and go walk for 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
What is the motivation? Look deeper so that we can help to remove those roadblocks. We'd be happy to have you come to the table and let us help you to develop a plan of action. So we want to thank you for joining us on Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy and our guest. and Do It Girl of the Month, Ms. Viola Davis, our WAN health expert. So I want you to reach out to her, encourage her, send her a message to let her know what did you learn today. Have a blessed day, ladies, and you're loved and appreciated. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.